was Murphy Radios.
Oh, so she worked at Murphy Radios. Can you recall when that might have been?
Any time, I would say, from 1946 onwards.
Okay. And what would she do at Murphy Radios?
She was just on the production line on in the factory. And at that time, it was in Broadwater Road, before they eventually moved down to Bessemer Road and the new factory. But that was later. I can't tell you what year.
What were her memories of Murphy that she might have shared with you?
I suppose really the atmosphere of work with staff was always very good, and they got very friendly all together, you know, in the factory. People like Bill Bebb and all this, she was always talking about them, you know. Obviously we got the radio at discount prices, and as one would, full time more or less. So I used to stay to school dinners, and when I used to come home, I used to go round sometimes round a friend's house, or I might get on a bike and go and meet my mum from down Murphy Radio or wherever, because she used to ride a bike to work.
Did she?
Yeah. One of these set up and big ones, yeah? Wonderful. And she was well known in Wellington Sea for riding a bike right up until very, very late, you know.
Brilliant. And would she have lunch at workplace?
Yes,
or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I suppose in them days, because we had dinners at school and dinners at work, you didn't have dinners in the evening like you do now. It was always tea in the evening.
Yes.
So there was no cooking after she came home from work.
And you'd have a proper lunch hour, would you?
Yes, I think they did, yeah. So that was the benefit of having school meals, I suppose, which most people did in them days. Because so many of my friends, anyway, the mums and dads all work, you know. As against being in the social club, because they used to have children's parties, such as the Christmas party, which used to be held in the Murphy Radio Sports and Social Place behind Bridgeway Cafe. So that was one of those things that was every year, you know. Used to get your orange and a half a crown.
Lovely. So you've got fond recollections of attending the Christmas parties.
Yeah, definitely.
Would any other social events happen?
The thing was, they Murphy Radio Sports Day, which you always went to, you know.
And that used to be in the rugby field, didn't it?
That's here in Antrim, which is the Antrim. Yeah. It was such a big thing in them days.
We used to all go to it, didn't we?
Yeah.
So did you as children compete? Is that the end?
Sorry?
Did you as children compete in the sports
day? Yes, the running and all this sort of thing, yeah. I mean, they had cycle racing, all sorts on there.
Did they?
That's where one of the famous of Wellington City cyclists come from, Carl Goff, who used to be very good in Wellington. That's where he always used to start.
Oh, I see.
Race there on the grass.
Goodness.
I mean, they used to have big marquees and a big dance floor there for the evenings. It was such a big day.
So they sound like real highlights in a Murphy year, then, the Christmas party.
Yeah, it was.
Obviously, went to the Murphy Radio Sports.
Whole old town was there, you know. It was just a...
What was your dad doing?
From what I remember, his first job would have been Welling Builders. They basically built those houses that we lived in then. They was doing something with a viaduct. I had a picture of that somewhere, but it was scaffolding up.
Oh.
But he actually fell off the top onto the scaffold. Luckily enough, he sort of stopped halfway on the scaffold boards. It's the only recollection I've of him working at Wellington Builders.